And chanting itself brings about enlightenment. This is a very interesting question. What about those who believe in chanting? Can chanting itself brings about meditation? Yes, it can, provided you know how to chant with very strong faith, clear mindfulness and understanding. For it can also bring about the cultivation of the five spiritual faculty of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya, leading to enlightenment. So don't be rigid or dogmatic to simply comment when you still cannot understand other people's cultivation or practice, especially those of the Mahayana or the Pure Land tradition. Their Buddhas and their Bodhisattva vows are very powerful, and they can help those who are sincere to connect to their vow, enabling them to develop the cultivation so much faster. Whatever you do in life, and if you know how to develop it with understanding, then it can bring about a transformation too. For life itself is the meditation via the cultivation of daily mindfulness, which is the cultivation of sati sampajana. As long as you can develop the five spiritual faculty leading to a stable sati sampajana, then definitely it will lead to enlightenment. So Mahayana chanting is based on what? Based on that chanting. That chanting is usually, they call it the Buddha's name, the four hao, means the mantra or the name of the great being, the Bodhisattva or the Buddha. And because they have great faith in their teacher, in their tradition, like Amitabha Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, or any other great beings, so that faith will drive them to cultivate. And because of the faith, the virya will arise. Then they continuously chant until no one is chanting, until the chanting and that mantra or four how become one. Means in perfect harmony and synchrony, means no one is chanting. And that one can happen. Yeah, I did it before. Then I realized in the past I have also cultivated this style of chanting. My one was the Amitabha Buddha one. Amitabha, Amitabha, Amitabha. It just arise. And after I received that tape, especially Quang Ching Lao Le Sang, the old monk, the very famous old monk, Quang Ching. So he has this tape, I remember, given to me by Sister Sumitra and Rama Mahinda during the 80s. But the Dhamma was very beautiful in Mandarin. That's why I listened to that tape many, many times. Then it's all in Mandarin, but the background, there is this Amitabha chanting. And because of that, the conditioning reminded my nature. Yeah, I have done it before. Then after I have listened and I have understood the Dhamma, then I just silence my mind and listen. And listen until my awareness and the chanting become one. Then I realize there is no one chanting inside there. It's just the awareness and the chanting become one. But the chanting, the vibration and the sound through my hearing consciousness came from the recording, the tape. Then it just chant, then my awareness is there. Then later on, without the cassette, one day while I was driving, that chanting arises in my brain up there. So that's why I stopped my car after that. I think you go and read the cultivation of the Bodhisattva way. I share them inside there. So as to save some time. So when you have that ability, means your sati is developed. Until that chanting, your awareness and the chanting become one. No one is chanting. Then it develops stability until it enters sati. Because throughout the day, they just chant. So the saddha, virya, sati, and samadhi is very powerful. Then everything they do, even the religious routine, huh? Like they are chanting Lao Pho and all those things, like our Cameron Highland Triple Gem Temple, Brinchang, San Pao, early morning, afternoon, and evening. So they will do that, and they are very mindful. As they chant, as they do all this, they are very mindful, even when they pay respect. It's very melodious. The faith is all there, very beautiful, very soothing. That's how it can happen. Then when the spiritual faculty is there, especially sati and samadhi and the faith, it will give rise to understanding. Then they realize they are mindful in the midst of life. Then they can see their mental activity, their mental states. Then when there is this teaching, they can understand very fast. And the Mahayana teaching is very beautiful. They have words like qi xing dong nian. They will understand straight away. The moment you arise, the mind, mundane mind, activity of thought will arise. Then wu nian si zhen xing. They will understand. Without thought, that is the true mind. So their meditation becomes very easy. They see it. They understand it. So don't simply comment when people cannot understand. I remember in the early days, sometimes they mentioned it in such a way, my nature has this compassion for them because they simply comment without understanding. They go to the extent and comment. Just chan. No four noble truth, no noble evil power can enlighten. They dare to comment in such manner. No, I pity them. There is compassion inside because of ignorant people say this. That's why avoid saying all this so that there is no coming obstruction. When you don't understand, have an open mind. Don't simply say things. Don't be too eager to promote your whatever Theravada teaching or any aspect of your teaching, your belief system. Because unless you can understand, refrain from commenting. Because this one has great karmic implication. If you do that, you create unnecessary karmic obstruction, which can be very severe. So always remember, have an open mind. Do not comment. The heedless mind like to comment because it wants to be right and it thinks it knows. There is knowledge, there is not knowing. Not until your cultivation reach that level, you can never understand. That's why respect other people's teaching.